you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shimanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, August 22nd, 2021. I'm Atefa Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. Tell us which programs you like the best. If you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and then get your voice heard. Do remember, Listeners Special is your program, dear listener. It's your views that are important. Please keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back, dear friends. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very important and useful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers at IRIB English Radio. These reception reports, as you may know, enable us to provide a better service, a high-quality service, to our dear listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us. So here, I mention some of the names who have sent us reception reports, including Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh, one of our regular listeners. Also, Perez Mislav Zoladek from Poland has sent us an email. And Rafwan Ahmad from India has sent us an email. Here, I do appreciate those of our dear listeners who have sent us reception report. And of course, we have received many emails and letters from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here. And later during the program, I will read their emails or letters. Shivandupol, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email from India. Also from Spain, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, from Arthur Fernandez Lorella. From the Netherlands, we have an email from Michelle Greenert. And from the United States, we have an email from Bill McDavid. And the last but not the least is an email from England, from Howard Barnett, one of our regular listeners. I truly appreciate these listeners for sending us these emails and letters. After a short break, I will be back with these kind messages. This is Listeners Special, and I'm back with many emails and letters from around the world from our dear listeners. First of all, we start with an email from India, from Shivandupol. Shivandupol is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear IRIB English Radio staff, thank you for your kind email. I will try to send short audio recording clips and comments questions about your program and Iran, and hope you can air my comments in your program, listeners special. With best regards and stay safe. And salam and warmest greetings to you, Shivandapol from India, and many thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio, your programs. Of course, my colleagues will send you an EQSL card for sending us this email, and many thanks for your comments. So you're going to send us short audio recording clips, comments, questions about our program and Iran. Thank you for that. And of course, we will air it in your program, Listeners Special. Be sure about that. We will air, and we air right now, all comments from our dear listeners in our program and your program, Listeners Special. And that's our duty to do that. Best regards. And of course, we wish you all the best. Stay safe and healthy. Write to us soon. We are waiting for those comments and views from you, Shivandapol, from India. And from Spain, one of our regular listeners, Arthur Fernandez Lorella, has sent us an email. Arthur says, "Dear IRIB English Radio staff, thank you very much for your kind answer to my previous email. We are all fine here, despite the coronavirus and all this terrible problem. I hope you're all fine there in Tehran too. About the reception report and the EQSL you offered me, I will be glad to receive an EQSL from you, since sending a QSL card via post is not available. I'm sending you old reception report. Would it be possible to confirm it with your EQSL, please? Thanks a lot in advance for your help and your nice programs. Stay healthy." And salam and warmest greetings to you, Arthur Fernandez Lorella from Spain, and kind greetings from Tehran. Of course, we are getting well in Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Thank God. And the population is getting vaccinated day by day. We are feeling healthy and safe right now. And we hope that in your country and all over the world, of course, everyone be safe and fine. Of course, despite the coronavirus pandemic. Many thanks, Arthur, for sending us this email. Of course, my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card. Enjoy it. And as you said, sending a paper QSL card is not available via post because of the pandemic, of course. So my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card. And many thanks for writing this email to your radio station, IRIB English Radio. Arthur, in your upcoming emails, please tell us which program or programs you like the best. Tell us your views about IRIB English Radio programs. Wish you all the best. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And just after a short break, I will be back with other emails from the Netherlands this time. Welcome back from the Netherlands. We have an email from Michelle Griard. She says, "Dear friends, today I had the privilege to listen to your radio station. I'm a new radio listener since the coronavirus pandemic started in the world, and I have found this hobby very interesting. That is listening to the world radios via short and medium wave. Please find my recession report attached to this email. I include also an MP3 file to prove that I have listened to your radio. I hope you will verify this report. Sincerely yours." Salam and warmest greetings to you, Michelle Griard, from the Netherlands. I wish I'm right in pronouncing your name because I don't know Dutch. Anyway, many thanks, Michelle, for sending us this email. And of course, it's an honor to have you with us. If it's a privilege to listen to IRIB English Radio, it's an honor for us to find another listener from around the world, this time from the Netherlands. Michelle, many thanks for sending us this email. So you started listening to different radio stations in the time of coronavirus pandemic? That's great. It's a great hobby, of course. I think besides being a hobby, listening to radio adds to our information. It has a news part. It has information about different countries. For example, in our radio, we air different programs about our country, Iran, like Close Up Iran, Iranian Market, different programs about our country. We have the news section. So besides being a hobby, it can be an informative source about different countries. So welcome. We wish you all the best, Michelle, from the Netherlands. We have received your MP3 file and my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card. Enjoy it. Write to us soon, Michelle. We wish you all the best. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Tell us your views in that email to us. Well, from Bill McDavid from the United States, we have an email. Bill says, I heard your broadcast today on shortwave radio and especially enjoyed your program discussing the heat wave and fire problems around the world. You are heard very well here in Florida, United States. I would very much appreciate a QSL card from your station if possible. I will be listening to your English service via shortwave in the future. Keep up the good work. First of all, warmest greetings to you. Hello and salam, Bill McDavid from the US. And many thanks for writing this email to us. So you enjoyed one of our programs about the heat wave, about the warming and fire problems around the world. Thank God you enjoyed it. We are glad that you heard it. So you're from Florida and you received our signals in your region, in Florida. So write to us soon, Bill. Tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. Tell us which programs you like the best and try to listen to those of our programs about our country to have a real picture and a real image of our country. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon, Bill McDavid. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with an email from England, from Howard Barnett. Stay with us. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, your program. And as I said, here we have an email from Howard Barnett from England. Howard says, Dear Sarah, Madam, tonight I tuned into your radio station via internet, where I am using a tablet and I heard you with excellent reception except for a short break in transmission. What I heard was first a station announcement and this was followed by some music. I don't know if you verify reception reports via the internet, but if you do, then a QSL card along with anything else you care to send me will be very much appreciated. Sent to the address above. Thank you. Yours sincerely. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Howard Barnett from England. And we do appreciate you for sending us this email. So you tuned in to IRIB English Radio via internet. That's great. Maybe via our website. So where you are using a tablet and you heard it with excellent reception. That's great. Thank God you enjoyed it. So you caught up station announcement followed by music. Of course, we have different sections in our broadcast. We have the news part. We have different programs. So we hope that in your upcoming emails or letters, you tell us your views about our programs. You tell us which program or programs you like the best. Generally, reflecting your outlook toward IRIB English Radio programs. Of course, my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card because sending a paper QSL card is not possible in the time of coronavirus pandemic. So we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon, Howard Barnett from England. We wish you all the best. And now, dear listeners, I think here we have to skip to the next section of our program, which is this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. We hope you'll enjoy it.
My name is Ibrahima. Well, I finished from the International Institute of Journalism here in Abuja. That is the headquarters of Nigeria. And also I make studies. I study in Germany, I study in France, and I study in some parts of African countries. I am not actually a journalist. I'm working with a radio station here in Kaduna. And I also send reports to so many other radio stations around the globe. Well, I must say my kind of job I do is that I have so many things I do. Like I do give part, take part-time lectures. I give to some of these part-time university and deliver lectures on French and German language as a part-time lecturer. And I have so many activities that I used to do. I'm a presenter in a radio station and then so many other things. Well, the English service radio station, firstly, I must tell you the fact that I attach and I cherish, firstly, the style of the presentation that is coming up from the broadcasters. I first listen. It's my orientation that I have to even at the Institute of Journalism. When I used to approach my lecturer on the style of news I used to hear from the English service, it's quite different from our own local radio station here. So I am adapted to the radio station, that is the Iran English service, because I learned so many things with them, and as such, I put it into my practice before I became a serious, like a senior reporter here. So it really helped me because I listened to the style of the presentation first, and the presenters are always, I don't know how they organize their reporters, but it's something that I just discovered. I always learn something from their reporters, the style of the presentation, the way they organize the room. But I must have to say that I discover most of the news is basically Arab region reports and the news always within the region, and some parts from the Africa, little, but sometimes from Asia, little. But the much of the news is emphasizing mostly on the region of the Arab, most especially Iran. I must say I learned so many things from that radio station. I must say big thanks to them. I keep on listening because I benefited so many things from them so far. Big thanks go to all the listeners, fans, love, all over the world listening to International Radio of Iran. Big thanks to you, and I just want you to know that Iran Radio remains one of the untouchable and reliable, best information circulation, best in all time of news discovery. The first always to bring a breaking news, ready to give you all whatever I would. My best regard to all go to listeners all over the world. I wish you the best, and I wish you keep listening to this best radio station. Best is what I give you, and the radio is ready to give you the best.
Wishing you all the best. Here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Keep in touch with IRIB English Radio and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pastoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pastodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.